A reading from the letter, first letter of St. John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. The word of the Lord. Here we are, brothers. We have made it. The last preaching of the semester, the last few weeks of the semester. And so we end with this bold claim from St. John, who knew the heart of Christ so well. God is love. Deus caritas est. St. John shouts this unique and audacious claim that our God is not merely loving or caring or kind, but that he is love itself. But we live in a world that tosses the word love around a lot, irreverently, with a lot of disregard for the depth of what it means to love. And so when we are told to love, when we're told that God is love, what does it really mean? Love is first and foremost a coming out of oneself. Augustine will say that my love is my weight, my wings, my feet. My love carries me to that which I love and out of my own interiority. Love always carries us out of ourselves and towards our beloved. Love that ends internally, love which doesn't go out, doesn't gift itself to another, isn't love at all. It's a kind of self-pleasure, which cares only about the ego, which rejects life, and which inevitably collapses on itself. Love requires another. And we see this in God, who is Trinity. God is love because God is Trinity. God the Father who loves, the Son who is beloved, and their infinite love for one another, which is the Holy Spirit. An eternal communication of love, which pours out love upon us. And we see this love most visibly through the Son, Jesus Christ. The Son not only draws near to man, but becomes man. The lover desires to become that which he loves. What is every love, if not the will desiring to become one with the object of love? That's the incarnation. God's relentless and total self-gift of love, which pierces our human condition like the lance which pierced Christ's own heart. God became man. Love became man. That's the breathless whisper of love which the Church proclaims forever about her spouse. Two became one. Human and divine meet in unity, and God became man that we might become God. But here the question changes, because God loves us, but do we love him? Christ became like us to show us his love, but what do we love? If we become what we love, then this question is essential for our salvation. If we love truth, justice, beauty, we love Christ. If we love our own power, if we love trumpeting our authority or information or our theological opinions over one another or over the people of God, or we chase after self-affirmations in ministry instead of in prayer, then we're not loving. We're not loving Christ, we're loving ourselves. And so instead we have to love well. Just because we say we love doesn't mean we do. We have to love rightly, loving as Christ loves, sacrificially, dying to our own desires each and every day, and honestly calling one another to repentance and mercy every day. Love is the point of our profession, the vows we have made, and it's not meant to be easy or comfortable. transformation never is. And love either transforms us into God or into whatever earthly thing we desire. It either grants us eternal communion with Him or eternal isolation with ourselves. Where we find our heart is where we find ourselves forever. And our heart needs another, one whom we can love. Again, Augustine says, "Give me a lover, one whom I can love and who can love me." That's what our hearts desire. And that's not just a question, that's not just a call, a cry for us in our personal prayer, that's a call of evangelization. People in the world today do not know they are loved, they do not feel they are lovable. That is the greatest poverty in the world. And the church to that has to say, with Jesus, "Remain in my love. You are loved totally, absolutely in Christ. Come to Him." Love is an all or nothing event, a total act of self-gift, or nothing at all. Either we give ourselves or we don't give anything because we don't have a whole lot else to give. And yet, how often do we give nothing? How often do we refuse to give ourselves to one another, or we give only a part of ourselves, a part of our day, a part of our life? We compartmentalize. Brothers, if we continue refusing to totally gift ourselves to God and to one another, love is not in us. And if love is not in us, God is not in us. And that should terrify us. Because if God is not in us, what's the point? Without love, everything we do amounts to nothing. Without the love of Christ and His church, all that we do might as well be noise, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. A gong resounding but meaningless in its sound. Only love gives meaning to the incarnation. Only love gives meaning to our profession and state of life. Only love moves the sun and the other stars. And only love will save us. Late have we loved you, beauty ever ancient, ever new. But it's not too late to love you more. Pursue love. Remain in love. Simply love.
Dear Lord.